Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Phil Wayne with much more music, 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 music.
WFIL-FM, Upper Sandusky.
Heidi Exers, welcome to summer and your June Market Scope. It's Facts of the Air Check Library again with a look at radio stations from decades past.
KFRC FM San Francisco, the Bay Area's number one oldies station. John Mack playing to get on a more music Motown Monday.
KFRC FM.
From the fair in San Jose, back in the studios, out of that mobile studio. I tell you, I got so much sunshine in San Jose this weekend. Woo! I got my vitamin E spree going on, don't you know? Martha and the Vandellas on More Music Motown Monday at KFRC FM.
KFRC FM.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, get around, round, round, I get around.
Hit the jackpot with 99.7 KFRC FM and spend the second honeymoon in Vegas. You and a guest will fly round trip to Las Vegas aboard Southwest Airlines with new nonstop service from Oakland. Stay where the stars play at the luxurious Stars Desert Inn and see the incomparable Ray Charles in concert. Listen, qualify, and win on the Bay Area's better oldies and summer vacation station, 99.7.
KFRC-FM.
CFM, More Music Monday. It's More Music Motown Monday around the place. Special surprise coming up for you next hour between 3 and 4 this afternoon. Something special is on the horizon. Stick around. I think you get a kick out of it. John Mack Flanagan with Better Oldies back-to-back at KFRC FM.
These eyes...
KFRC FM. KFRC FM. John Mack Flanagan. More Music Motown Monday trivia coming up at 4:45. The Isley Brothers only had one Motown hit in their illustrious career. You'll name that Isley Brothers Motown hit at 4:45. Thank you. 3 degrees.
KFRC FM, 1961.
I was all right for a while.
Hi, KFRC FM. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. What do you got in mind?
I'd like to hear Because by the Dave Clark Five.
The DC Five. All right, my friend. Sounds good. Who's this and where are you?
This is Richard. I'm calling from Fremont.
All right. We thank you for listening to Fremont at KFRC FM.
All right. Thank you.
It's right that I should care about you. I love you.
Remember, you're listening to Better Oldies on 99.7.
KFRC FM.
Thank you.
Weekend at the fair in San Jose. I was petting goats and horses and all kinds of stuff. What a wild time. Soon you qualify for Las Vegas.
Get your motor running.
Stand by.
Head out on the highway.
The Bay Area's number one oldie station, 99.7 KFRC FM. Thank God it's Friday. Time to get those running shoes on for the TGIF run, August 28th at 6:30 p.m. at the Palo Alto Baylands. Come early for the 5 and 10K races and stay late for free fresh pasta, live jazz music, and drawings for great prizes. To register for the TGIF run, call the City of Palo Alto Recreation at 415-329-2380. Brought to you by the Peninsula Times Tribune, Florentine Restaurants and Pasta Markets, and 99.7 KFRC FM. Your first choice for better oldies, 99.7 KFRC FM.
Now, right there is a guy that I think is one of the most underrated people in music business, Neil Diamond. This guy has been around since, well, he had his first chart hit in September of 1966. His first hit was Cherry Cherry, and of course, he's done things throughout the years. He's done duets with Barbara Streisand. He did a motion picture, a major motion picture. Very underrated guy, I think. And he's coming to the Bay Area later this year, right? And he's, I don't know, scheduled for three or maybe four concerts in the San Francisco Bay Area. Great talent, Neil Diamond. 251, John Mac Flanagan with you, fresh from the Santa Clara County Fair in San Jose. I was down there over the weekend. It got hot yesterday. Friday was overcast. Saturday was hot. Yesterday was hot. I was asking people to call in and give me a temperature from their front or back porch. Somebody called in 87 yesterday afternoon, and that was in one of the suburb areas around San Jose. So it's been warm in the South Bay. Great to be back with you, though. And trivia coming up at 4:45 this afternoon. The Isley Brothers only had one Motown hit because it's a More Music Motown Monday. They had one Motown hit. The Isley Brothers. You're going to tell me the title of that song at 4:45. Concord reporting 82, San Rafael 73. Here in San Francisco, we have 68 degrees, and skies are mostly clear. As we start a brand new week together, the City of Oakland's in need of volunteers to provide sign language interpretation for audiences at recreational programs and even public meetings in Oakland. If you like information about it, you call us at 99.7 KFRC-FM. KFRC-FM, John Mack Flanagan, loading up that music on a More Music Motown Monday. Get in gear with the mamas and papas right here.
California dreaming on such a winter day.
Better oldies back to back, KFRC FM.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
KFRC FM, San Francisco, the Bay Area's number one oldies station. John Mack Flanagan on a More Music Motown Monday.
KFRC FM.
The sunshine.
this. I've got a more music Motown Monday headed your way. Trivia coming up next hour at 4:45 and a special surprise between now and 4 o'clock. Think you get a kick out of it. Stick around.
99.7 KFRC.
Satisfaction. No satisfaction. No satisfaction.
Hit the jackpot with 99.7 KFRC FM and spend the second honeymoon in Vegas. You and a guest will fly round trip to Las Vegas aboard Southwest Airlines with new nonstop service from Oakland. Stay where the stars play at the luxurious Stars Desert Inn and see the incomparable Ray Charles in concert. Listen, qualify, and win on the Bay Area's better oldies and summer vacation station, 99.7.
KFRC-FM.
FM, John McLanagan with you. This hour is more qualifying for Las Vegas from your vacation station, the number one in the nation. Stick around.
Why am I losing sleep over you?
Better oldies, KFRC-FM.
FM, John McLanagan with you, starting the week with a special surprise. This hour, stick around. I think you're going to get a big kick out of this one.
It's the time of the season.
Hi, KFRC FM. Hello.
Hi, is it John?
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Lee.
Hi, Lee.
I just wanted to say to you, I thought it was so nice to have you back on the air here, and it seems like I just...
Oh.
You're always there, and I grew up listening to you on KFRC, and I just think it's really great to be able to listen to you in the afternoons in my office now.
Well, thank you, Lee. I appreciate that. Can I play something for you?
House of the Rising Sun.
Okay, let's do it. Where are you?
I'm out in Concord at work.
All right, the nicest people are always calling from Concord. We appreciate you being along this afternoon. Better oldies back-to-back with the Animals for Lee and Concord at KFRC-FM.
There is...
Remember, you're listening to Better Oldies on 99.7.
KFRC-FM.
We're working our way through that Motown Monday. It's a more music Motown Monday, and Herman's Hermits are here.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special on my mind. Good.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Much More Music on a $1 Million Weekend.
More music, WFIL-FM.
That, my friends, is a summertime air check from August 1992 on KFRC. The call letters that just won't go away. And that's a good thing. Remember, if you'd like to let the DX world know how great radio is in your hometown, drop a few cassettes or discs to me, Phil Wayne, at 313 Spring Street, Upper Sandusky, Ohio, 43351, 1652. The DX audio service and a few egomaniac DJs would be most appreciative. Now, the highlight of the side of the cassette, Musings from the Members.
This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the action line.
Hey there, DXers. Long time no talk. Josh Owens here in Somerville, Georgia with a couple of things. For several months now, this station's been back on the air, and I forgot to call about it. AM 950, WGTA here in Somerville, Georgia. It's back on the air with, as their format says, Regional Mexican. They're 5,000 watts and covering about from about 9, 10, or 20 till up to about 980 or 90. 24 hours a day. Don't know what the night power is. Can't remember. But they're back on the air after several years of being silent. And station was mentioned in the last issue about being on 1540. I can't remember the particulars about it now, but it said something about waiting for WDCY in Douglasville, Georgia to move to 1520. I've known that station for 4 years, and that's the only frequency they've been on that I know about. So, also a couple of pronunciation clarifications. The town in Georgia on the station, I believe it was 1210, is moving from Dahlonega, Georgia, to the town that it was in, it's moving to, Lawrenceville, I believe it was. And also the other station on 650 is in Powhatan, Virginia. Bye for now.
And believe it or not, that is our only Musings to the Members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. And if you'd like to muse, give us a call at area code 646-402-5685. That's area code 646-402-5685. And when prompted, just enter 62544. 62544. Remember, don't use the area code 360 numbers for muses, as I can't get your muses off the system, so anything you do leave there is lost to the ages. And I'm still trying to find a service provider to give us a cost-efficient telephone line here for the DX Audio Service office. I don't want to take out a conventional commercial line with our local telephone provider, as they'll sock us about $49.95 per month, and doing this would force us to raise the dues for the club. So please, until further notice, just send a card or a letter if you have a question, comment, or need assistance. Why not email? Well, I'll explain a little bit later. But until further notice, please, letters only.
WHFI Stereo 94.
And speaking of letters, I received a letter from Victor Schmidt from Silver Spring, Maryland, who writes, I'm submitting a tape, well, actually a special report, of a skip from yesterday, May the 14th. I got two stations from Newfoundland. One station ID, VOCM, on 97.5. This is my way of supporting radio and the club, and I hope it can be put on the DX Audio Service. Oh, absolutely, Victor. Let's listen to what Victor was able to hear in Maryland from Newfoundland.
Hello, DXers. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. Yes, the skip season is here. Came early this year. On May 3rd, I got Cuban TV stations, and on FM, got a station near West Palm Beach, Florida. What you are about to hear is what I recorded yesterday, May 14th, between the hours of 5 and 7 p.m. Notice the skip was coming from the northeast, so I pointed my rooftop rotor antenna in that direction, and this is what I heard. I believe the first station is in Sydney, Nova Scotia.
The island's best radio station, Max 98.3 FM.
Expansion. The Cape Breton Auto Show 2010 is presented by Cape Breton Beverages, 200 and Max 98.3 FM. 98.3 weather. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 10 degrees. Saturday, sunny with cloudy periods, increasing cloud near 9. Chance of showers during the day of the high tomorrow near 9. On Sunday, cloudy with a chance of showers at 8. Monday, cloudy with showers at 9 degrees. Sunny on Tuesday and a high of 14. Simone, available.
The biggest catch of them all is this station, 97.5 from Newfoundland.
K-Rock is Newfoundland's classic rock. 97.5 VOCM FM St. John's.
107 Clarendon.
And everywhere else at KHRock975.com. A new Cap Inc. steel communication station. This is K-Rock. K-Rock. A year in your ear.
Here we go. 1981. It's a year in your ear on K-Rock. A couple of assassination attempts that year and some important people. We'll tell you about that in a little bit. Simon and Garfunkel get back together for a show in Central Park. And McCartney's other band breaks up. I was supposed to be new music from John Lennon. Greg Kim Band was kicking off with Ozzy.
We have now reached an agreement.
I, Ronald Reagan, do solemnly swear
with Iran
that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States,
which will result, I believe,
so help me God,
in the freedom of our American hospital.
1981. Tonight, on a year in your ear, Newfoundland's classic rock, 97.5 K-Rock. Newfoundland's classic rock, 97.5 K-Rock.
The last station I'm going to give you is in western Newfoundland. Never got a legal ID. And unfortunately, the Canadian stations do not give IDs, if at all. And some of them are translators, so I don't know what I got here. But here is 103.9.
It's the Declutter Ford Commons and National Garage Sale for Shelter. In this case, the transitional corner book. So, here's what you need to do. Get yourself to Royal LePage tomorrow morning at 89 Valley Road in Cornerbrook, just before the conference. Or in Stephenville at 144 Main Road. And get in for great deals. Got lots of stuff. Help support the transition house, all right? Pretty simple. It's all you need to do. Declutter for a cause and support the Royal Location National Garage Sale for Shelter. It's tomorrow. It starts at 8:01 again here in the Cornerbrook at 89 West Valley Road. And in Stephenville at 144.
All right, time for you to hear my buddy Ryan Dodd is standing by, and he's going to take you into the rest of your roses. Oh, yes, Friday night with tons and tons of great music. Keep it tuned for the best in classic rock. Your home of classic rock, 103.9 K-Rock.
The spring sales event is on now at Dennis GM.
That's coming to an end. So before June gets here, let's celebrate a bear 2 days in May. Friday, Saturday at Western Play.
Western Newfoundland's classic rock.
103.9. At this point, the only thing that was left was one or two French language stations, and they weren't coming in that well. The FM faded out, and the TV came in much better, and I watched the skip fade one channel at a time. Five went, then four, then three, and then two. This is Victor Schmidt reporting for the National Radio Club DX audio service.
Well, Victor, since I don't know the Newfoundland radio market that well, I thought I'd pose the question over on the worldwide TV FM DX list, along with a copy of your recording, and ask if somebody has an idea what station this might be. And I got a reply back from Doug Smith, who's one of the experts on the list on different stations and databases, etc. And he writes, from the Industry Canada database, this command pulls up all the FM stations in Newfoundland and then throws out anything that isn't on 103.9. The database is complete, and it includes low-power stations down to 1 watt ERP. It shows, too, CHVO-FM, and CKXX-FM. Not only are there multiple mentions of Cornerbrook on the recording, but the only other 103.9 in Newfoundland, CHVO-FM, is on the other end of the province near St. John's. I'm moderately strict about what I count without call letters, but I would have no qualms about counting this one as CKXX-FM. And Victor, just for your records, CKXX-FM, which operates on 103.9, has a power output of 40,000 watts from an antenna which is 160 meters above ground. So that was quite a good catch all the way down in Silver Spring, Maryland. I'd like to turn our attention to shortwave now in an article that was written by Bill Husted for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution on Tuesday, April the 27th, 2010. The name of the article is Technobuddy, Magic of Shortwave Radio, Easy to Experience. My real love sits glowing in the basement. I have a house full of computers. I enjoy them, and I make a living with them. But I never recovered from an early love affair with shortwave radio. There's a room in the basement lined with radios, some new and computerized, along with a few old ones that glow in the dark from the light produced from their tubes. Many a night I sit down there pulling voices from the static. Perhaps there's an airline checking in with New York traffic control as it crosses the Atlantic, or a commercial shortwave broadcaster talking about a music festival in a town that's spelled with more consonants than vowels. Shortwave monitoring is like fishing. You're never sure what you're going to catch. For me, that's part of the magic. And it's a direct pipeline to the news of today. Stories that seem distant and a bit unreal over the television take on a new dimension. You hear the voices, the local take on things, unfiltered by American sensibilities. The first time I wrote a column about shortwave radio, my editors were aghast. No one cares, they told me. It's old tech, not high tech. But each time I do this, I hear from nostalgic readers who want to try it again, as well as from the folks who almost instinctively understand the magic and want a part of it. Luckily, it's easy to try and not very expensive either. There's no need to buy one of my old tube-type monster receivers. While my huge antennas, some are just wires strung between trees, others amount to forests of aluminum tubing, making things better. You can take part without all of that. All you need is a battery-operated receiver that uses a whip antenna, and they can be had for $100 or a bit more. Even if you try it and lose interest, the battery-powered radio will still have its uses. The radios I'll mention also pick up regular AM and FM broadcasts. They serve you well for listening to a ball game while outdoors, or, even more important, as a way to keep up with local news when some weather catastrophe knocks out the power in your home. But I'm betting that a few of you will find the shortwave Windows to the World even more interesting than Microsoft Windows variety. Navigating the shortwave bands is much easier these days. Digital tuning helps, and you find stations without a bunch of searching. I can help with the shopping. While there are hundreds of radios that would work just fine, I'll recommend a few based on price and performance. But you may also want to learn a little more. That way you can come up with your own list of radios based on your preferences. Here's a website that offers an excellent introduction to shortwave listening. It's www.hamuniverse.com/shortwave.html. Now here's a short list of radios to consider. The Sanjian ATS-505P sells for a few bucks more than $100 and provides a surprising array of features. Here's just one merchant that sells that radio. http://tinyurl.com slash, and these are all lower letters, D6KWJ. Receivers made by Grundig are generally top-notch. For beginners, the Grundig G5 can be a good choice. Here's a site that will tell you more and provides a way to order the radio. It's http://tinyurl.com/YYPD6PO. I provide these links as a way to let you read about the radios in detail. Smart shoppers will use Google to find the best deal around. My favorite battery-operated shortwave receiver is no longer in production. It's the Sony ICF-2010. But if you check eBay, you're likely to find a used one. Even used, you're likely to pay twice of what either the radio costs new, but it's an amazingly good radio. Give it a try, and you'll get a little static if you do, but that's part of the magic. And let's hear from you, the DX Audio Service listener. What have you done on shortwave? Do you listen? And what do you listen to? Give us a call on the Musings line and tell us all about it. You know, I should have mentioned this at the end of Victor's column, but I forgot all about it until just now, and that is Bruce Elving's FM Atlas number 21 has been printed, and it's ready to be mailed out. The price is going to be $19.95 plus shipping, but Dr. Elving hasn't figured out what shipping's going to be, so people ordering from this notice can buy the 288-page book for just $20 total. Now, it's completely up to date, including computerized maps and directories showing FM stations, translators, and low-power stations in North America, including those who are in stereo and those who suffer from the disease of being monophonic. The FM Atlas has HD, RDS, and SCS information for each station. Dr. Elving has 900 of these books to sell. The printer didn't quite supply all the 1,000 books that he ordered, but they're ready to be shipped right now, just in time for the FMDX season. Payments by major credit cards, PayPal, or by calling 1-800-605-2219, or check or money order to FM Atlas, Post Office Box 336, Esko, Minnesota, 55733-0336. And if you speak to Dr. Elving, tell him you're a DX Audio Service member, you appreciate his book, and tell him that Fred over at the DX Audio Service said howdy.
Here's a voice that's well known to listeners to this new service. It belongs to a ham who's about to pass a truly important milestone in his career and his life. Take a listen.
19 before 9, WLS Best of 66 time on the Giant Show. 35 degrees, our Syracuse temperature. They get together. This is done by the Supremes. A hit song. My world is empty without you, babe. The Supremes on All-American WOLM. Team before 9 now, the James K. Giant Show. Sunny this morning, fair and seasonable throughout tomorrow. The high today about 45. Tonight's low, 28 degrees. The high tomorrow around 48. Right now, 28 degrees, clear and dry.
WOLM, golden memory.
A fool never learns. That's Andy Williams on the James K. Giant Show.
It's 8:55 a.m. Monday, March 14th, 1966. This is Dan O'Neill. I have news for you.
Yes, that's Amateur Radio Newsline's longtime news anchor, Jim Davis, W2JKD. And in just a few short weeks, Jim will be celebrating his 50th year as a professional broadcaster, both behind the microphone and behind the scenes. Jim Davis, W2JKD, is a native of Buffalo, New York. He's a second-generation and lifelong broadcaster who followed in the footsteps of his mother, who was a singer on WKBW Radio. In fact, Big Jim, as he's known to many of his friends, began his career June 19, 1960, at a small radio station in Cheektowaga, New York, whose call letters were WNIA. Jim was only 14 at the time, but convinced station managers that he was a lot older and went on the air using the name Mac McGuire. The first record he ever played was Kathy's Clown by the Everly Brothers. In the 5 decades he's been on the air, Jim has interviewed numerous politicians, radio, TV, and film stars, and has played an estimated 600,000 songs. Over the years, Jim has had successful runs at some of the nation's biggest radio stations. These include such well-known calls as WOR-FM in New York City, KHJ in Los Angeles, CKLW in the Motor City of Detroit, and Chicago's famed WLSAM. While employed by RKO General Broadcasting, Jim was twice nominated for Billboard Magazine's Major Market Personality of the Year. In 1981, Jim entered senior management by becoming vice president and general manager of radio station WVAF in Charleston, West Virginia. Currently, he's vice president and general manager for Florida's Vero Beach Broadcasters, LLC, which operates 4 FM and 2 AM stations. In December of 2008, and in addition to keeping the radio stations on the air, Jim was appointed chief operating officer of Hometown Cable Plus. This is a company that provides a state-of-the-art fiber-to-the-premises system in Port St. Lucie, Florida, delivering high-speed internet, cable TV, telephone, and security alarm monitoring. Jim has also authored a book entitled The Sales Success Spectrum, a system of radio sales, which is used as a teaching and training manual for radio stations. In his spare time, Jim is a licensed multi-engine commercial instrument-rated pilot and owner of a Piper Pathfinder. As a Civil Air Patrol member, he's been trained as a search and rescue pilot and participates in looking for downed aircraft survivors. Jim has been an amateur radio operator since age 12 and currently holds an extra class license. He received a designated examiner status from the American Radio Relay League in 1985. And since the early days of this news service, when we were still the Westlink Radio Network, Jim has been an important part of the Newsline family. To many radio amateurs around the world, W2JKD is considered as being the voice of the amateur radio newsline and a person that they've come to rely on for ham radio news since the early 1980s. So please join us in congratulating Jim Davis, W2JKD, on an outstanding 50 years as a broadcaster who has contributed so mightily to the ongoing success of the radio broadcast industry and for his years of service to amateur radio as well. And as Jim would likely be the first to tell you, it's truly been a fun ride. I'm Don Wilbanks, AE5DW, saying 73, and we thank you for listening.
And special thanks to Amateur Radio Newsline's Bill Pasternak, and also to Don Wilbanks for allowing us to use his story on the DX Audio Service. And special thanks to James K. Davis, who took this kid, me, on a tour of WTTO 1520 in Toledo back in 1966 when I won some tickets to a contest, a car contest, believe it or not. And he was gracious enough to show me WTTO on the fourth floor of the Commodore Perry Motor Inn, the studios, and introduced me to some of the other radio personalities. And Jim, you're probably one of many who got me interested in radio and got me into the business.
And now a DX Audio Service editorial. Here is the chief editor of the DX Audio Service, Fred Vobey.
If you've heard this information before, just consider it deja vu and go to the end of the tape and listen to the fine jingles. Otherwise, please listen on, or if you're a new member, please listen to this information because it is rather important. If you need to contact me, please do so via card or letter. That's my preferred method of communication. I don't like to use email or telephone simply because too many people think of it as immediate. That's not always the case. For example, I recently took a promotion within our company, and they had me away doing some traveling. On one trip, I went down to Texas, and by the way, I don't check my voicemail or my email while I'm on the road or away with family. But when I got back, after about 4 days, I had a series of rather negative telephone messages left for me because the person who called expected a reply within 6 hours. And unfortunately, situations like this have happened in the past. Last year, we had a member leave the DX Audio Service rather mad because I could not return their telephone calls as quick as they wanted to while I was away taking a good friend of mine to his cancer treatments out of state. If you send me a card or a letter, I will respond to you just as soon as I receive it. If you want to include an email address or a telephone, I will contact you via that method, but please do not take that to mean that that's our new fast way of communication. That simply isn't so. So now you know why I don't like email. Let's move on. Now let's get off email and go to conventions. Scott Feibusch is on the telephone. Scott, can you tell us about the 2010 National Radio Club Convention?
Well, Fred, we have a great convention set up for you this year. The convention will take place right here in beautiful Rochester, New York, a convenient drive from just about anywhere in the Northeast and a convenient flight from just about anywhere in the country. And it's happening the weekend before Labor Day this year. So it starts on Friday, August 27th, and it wraps up on Sunday, August 29th. We'll have activities beginning first thing in the morning on Friday morning. So if you want to get here on Thursday night, that might not be a bad idea.
Excellent. Now, where's the convention going to be held?
Fred, the convention this year is at the Brookwood Inn. This is a very nice upscale hotel that is right on the banks of the historic Erie Canal in the suburbs of Rochester. It's about a 10-12 minute drive from downtown Rochester. The hotel has a very nice pool, a beautiful breakfast area where there's a free breakfast, and a very nice meeting room where we will actually be holding the convention.
I know the big question is going to be, how much are the rooms at the hotel?
Fred, the room rate this year is $65 a night. That includes breakfast the following morning. It includes free parking, and there's also a free airport shuttle. And you can put as many as four people in a single room all at that $65 rate, so you can really save some money if you want to and pack a bunch of people in. The rooms are fairly spacious, and they could bring in roll-in beds for you as well. And did I mention there's a free breakfast?
Yeah, I know there's going to be a lot of people interested in that free breakfast. What about activities? What's on schedule?
Well, on Friday, we're going to start out with station tours. We have a whole bunch of neat radio stations here in Rochester. You have probably heard of WHAM. In fact, you probably heard WHAM. They have brand-new studios. We're going to try and stop in and see those. We'll visit my station, WXXI, and maybe even take part in a live broadcast of our talk show that afternoon. And then Friday night, we head out to the other side of Rochester, to Jim Renfrew's house, where he's going to have a big spread set out. We'll have barbecue. We can check out his DX setup. He's got an AM long wire out there. He's got FM and TV rooftop antennas that we can play with. Who knows, maybe we even have some good DX going on. Then on Saturday morning, we're going to have some historical presentations about DXing, and some presentations maybe from some current DXers talking about some new techniques, and then more tours. If you enjoy the Antique Wireless Association Museum, the last time we were in Rochester, we're going to try to head back there. Then Saturday night, we'll have the banquet and the speaker and the auction, and then Sunday morning, we'll have the annual DX quiz, and after that, people can head on home. And if you get here early, if you're here on Thursday night, we'll arrange some sort of an informal dinner and maybe even a Rochester Red Wings baseball game.
Sounds good. Now, how do people register?
Well, Fred, the first thing to do is to make your reservations at the Brookwood Inn. Again, those rooms are $65 a night. You can put up to four people in a room. Breakfast is included, and parking is free. You can call the Brookwood Inn at 800-396-1194. Tell them you're part of the National Radio Club to be sure to get that $65 rate, and go ahead and reserve your rooms. And by the time next month's DX Audio Service is out, we'll have information on the rest of registration. This year it'll probably be a fairly small registration fee, and then we'll pay our own way for the banquet dinner. We'll have all those details for you next month.
And one more time, those dates again.
Fred, those dates again are Friday, August 27th through Sunday, August 29th. And if you want to get here Thursday night, the 26th, we will have some things for you to do Thursday night as well. We hope to see as many of you as we can up here in Rochester. We've got a great group of DXers planning what should be a really fun convention up here.
And that's Scott Feibusch talking about the 2010 National Radio Club Convention in Rochester, New York. Well, that wraps up this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember, get out and support radio. Now let's jingle our way out of here with WNRC.
DX till you drop, WNRC. DX beer and BS, WNRC. NRC convention, WNRC. Sex, DX, and rock and roll, WNRC. The convention's music, WNRC. NRC convention, WNRC. Grab your log and party, WNRC.
This is WNRC, Convention City, a National Radio Club radio station.
NRC Convention, WNRC.
Convention City. NRC Convention.
Rock and roll music, and why I preach against it, I believe that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today.
WNRC.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of $1 Million Weekend.
WNRC Convention City.
You're listening to Great Oldies on WNRC Pittsburgh, a National Radio Club radio station.
It's 2 o'clock.
Welcome to the convention, WNRC, the oldies station.